We're doing Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. We're towards the end of the 47th chapter of Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. You have the place, Rabbi Eliezer HaModei Yomer. Page Kuf Pei Dalet in the Eshkol edition, Shaila Mora edition, and page Taf Lamed Tet in the Zichron Aharon edition. We had been discussing Pinchas and how Pinchas stood up for Hashem's name. And Rabbi Eliezer HaModei, Rabbi Elazar HaModei, he now tells us something else. We'll read through it, but we should really bear in mind that towards the end of the 39th chapter, we learned the story of how Ezra HaSofer made a cherem against the Kutim and declared that no one may eat from the Kuti bread, and if anyone does, it's like eating pig. And they wouldn't come back in Tchias HaMeisim. And Ezra's institution was with using Hashem's secret name, 300 Kohanim, 300 children, 300 Shofros, 300 Sifrei Torah in their hands. And that's how he separated them, put them in Nidud. That's what we saw there. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar HaModei Omer, עמד פנחס ורחים על ישראל בסוד שם המפורש ובכתב שנכתב על הלוחות ובחרם בית דין עליון ובחרם בית דין התחתון. פנחס stood up and made a ban, he made a chirem with the secret of Hashem's name and with the writing on the luchos and the ban from the courts above and the courts below, שלא ישתה אדם מישראל מעינם של גויים, that a person shouldn't drink from Gentile wine. Ki hem mirpash raglam, because that's, he uses the word mirpash raglam, which could be understood as that's the trampling of their feet, that's the disgrace of their feet, which might be a way of saying that we view it as though it's their byproduct.
Do you have mirpash or
mirpash? What do you have? Okay, you have samach. I have a shin. Shneimal. The Paskin Yecheskel says, "V'tzoni mirmas raglechem tir'ena, my sheep, which is Am Yisrael, mirmas raglechem, what your feet trample on, tir'ena they will graze on, u'mirpash raglechem tishtena." And over here, that's probably from the words like refesh raglechem, the filthy water that comes out of the feet, so that's mirpash raglehem, they drink. So, okay, that's his institution. So this goes together with what we saw earlier. Pat kutim, we saw there. Yein goyim, we see here. Shekol inam shel goyim l'avodah zarah v'liznut. Their wine is dedicated for pagan idol worship and for znut, she'en lokhin reshit tirosham la'avodah zarah ve'liznut. They take their best crops and they dedicate it for that. That's what they used to do in their times. They take the first crops and they'd have a dedication ceremony where their first crops of wine would go for idol worship, and then they'd have a special bed where they'd have a special wine, they take their best wines and they'd put them there. Shenemal znut v'yayin v'tirosh yikach lev. The verse says, znut and wine and old wine can overtake the heart. And the Navi describes how Am Yisrael goes after their idols and they have Ruach Znunim that leads them astray. Now the Pasuk over there seems to say Znut as in being unfaithful to Hashem. But here it seems like it's two things. It's being unfaithful to their wives, it's being unfaithful to Hashem. Avod Zara and Znut Kipshuto. And you have one verse saying One, you have it as Katuv Chadomer or Vechenumer. Okay. Al tehi b'sovei yain b'zolelei v'sar lamot. Don't be among those that satiate themselves from wine, even if you're drinking kosher wine. Why? What does the next pasuk say? Kishucha muka zona. For the woman of ill repute has a deep pit for people. Uve'el tzara nochriya. So that's the idea of znut navadazara, that a person can easily go astray after them if he allows himself to go astray after wine. That's the prelude to those two sins. Now Pinchas, who saw how we fell with those two sins with the Moabite girls, the Midianite girls, so Pinchas saw how we went after their girls, we went after the Avodah Zarah, and it all started from the wine. So he made the institution that we're forbidden to drink their wine. Rabbi Pinchas omer amar kadosh baruch hu leMoshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Zochorim atem she'asu lechem ha-Midyanim. Remember what the Midianites did to you. So you see, the Medrash is coming to answer what the Pasuk says, Tzaror et ha-Midyanim, maintain your enmity towards them. Because it took time before Hashem commanded us to attack them. So that's what Hashem's telling Moshe. You guys remember. Don't forget. You remember. They caused 24,000 Jews to die. Before you pass away, you should take revenge from them. So this is interesting. Because the simple reading of the pasuk is that the revenge was not about the people that died. The revenge was al devar kozbivat nesimidiana chotam al devar peor. The simple reading of the pasuk is take revenge. Remember how they caused you to sin. And the Medrash is saying no, it's the outcome of the sin, the death of the people. That's what Hashem is saying. I'm not willing to forgo. So that's an interesting twist in the pasukim. So the Medrash is medayek. The Medrash points out, it says, take the revenge of the Jewish people. So to speak, Hashem says, it's not about the sins they did towards me. It's about their revenge. The people of Israel lost 24,000 people. So the Medrash was bothered with this pasuk. Why does it say, take the revenge of the Jewish people? So there are other Midrashim that give other answers to this question. You know the famous Medrash. Moshe's conversation with Hashem, you're telling me to take their revenge, it's your revenge. The Medrash says Hashem told him, take the Jewish people's revenge from the Midianites. So Moshe said, our revenge, it's your revenge. If we wouldn't be doing your Torah, no one would give us any problems. It's your revenge, Hashem. The reason they hate us is because we're adhering to your Torah. And that's why Moshe calls it the Tet Nikmat Hashem b'Midyan. It's going to be God's revenge of Midyan. Me'asa Moshe. So what did Moshe do? Lakach elef ish mikol shevet v'shevet mishivtei Yisrael. He took 1,000 people from each of the tribes. Harei shnei masar alef. So you have a total of 12,000. Vamkaneh al haziman nasi alehim. And the one who was the zealot against the zima, the illicit relationships, he was their leader. That's Pinchas. He was the one who led them to war. He was the chief general. He was, I guess, the Kohen Meshuach Milchama. But it seems more that he was the general than the Meshuach Milchama, the Nasi Aleyhem. That needs a little bit of work, what it means by that. Velakhut Kla Kodesh, they took the holy vessels with them, Vachatzotzot Atua Biyadam, and the trumpets they had in their hands. Ve'alechu v'shavut v'not Midian, they went and captured the Midianite girls. Ve'viutam, and they brought them back. So Hashem tells them take revenge, and Hashem doesn't tell them what to do. So the pasuk says, when you have a milchemes rishus, you fight the men, and then there's no reason to fight the women. The women you take into captivity. So Pinchas adheres to the laws of war. So they come back with all these women who were really the problem to begin with. They came out to seduce the men. They're the ones that caused the death of 24,000 men. So Moshe hears what they did. So he went out towards them, saw them. He said, these were the cause for 24,000 people to die. That's what Moshe says. These were the women that Bilam advised to send out to seduce the young Jewish men. So Moshe got upset at them. That's what the pasuk says, that Moshe got angry at those in charge of the war. He got angry, he lost the Ruach HaKodesh, Hashem left him. Mikan ata lamed, shakapdan me'abed chokhmato. Here you see that when a person is angry at someone, he loses his wisdom. Yeah. So the Gemara, when the Gemara says it, the Gemara says, "Im naviu nevoato mistalechet, im chachamu chokhmato mistalechet, im adamu daato mistalechet." Yeah. קרא לאלעזר וקיבלו מאחריו, שנאמר ויאמר אלעזר כהן לאנשי הצבא, שציווה השם משה, אמר להם למשה ציווה ואותי לא ציווה. So he called Elazar. Elazar was standing behind Moshe, and Hashem taught Elazar what to tell the people, the laws of how to purify the vessels. And really Moshe should have been the one to tell them. What's Elazar teaching them? Moshe standing there. Because Moshe wasn't focused. He was too upset. So he lost it. And he lost the Ruach HaKodesh. So Elazar got the Ruach HaKodesh, and he was the one who was capable to teach them the laws of how to purge the vessels. So even though Moshe was right, but his anger nonetheless cost him the Ruach HaKodesh of that mitzvah. He was right that they shouldn't have brought the women back. That was an error. They thought that it was a regular war. Hashem said, take revenge. And Hashem didn't tell them what revenge meant. So they figured, we go with the regular laws of war. The regular laws of Milchemes Rishus, a war that's not meant to conquer Israel. They weren't out there to conquer the land. It was a war of revenge. So they figured, like any Milchemet Rishut, the Torah says, you kill the men who you have to, but the women and children you take into captivity. Moshe said, no, but that the whole essence of the war was over these women who came out here with one purpose alone, to cause you guys to sin and cause people to die. And they did. They caused people to die.
So he's angry that they didn't understand that they were supposed to change, that they were supposed to not... they weren't given into temptation. They weren't doing something out of a desire for the illicit. They thought they were doing the right thing. It was simply a mistake. And not only that, it was something that, you know, was a chiddush. It was a chiddush that even though it's a melachet reshut, that since there's a personal vendetta against the women, that they shouldn't be captured. But, you know, that's hard to blame a person.
So there are different interpretations as to what was the source of anger. One understanding is, Moshe said, you know, I gave you instructions that the whole point of this war is to take revenge for the sins that were caused. They were the girls who caused the sin. They were the whole point of the war, and you come back with them. So that's one understanding, that he was upset, that it's simple logic. You guys should have understood that. Okay. Another understanding is that Moshe was concerned that maybe they repeated their sins. What do you bring the girls back for? Meaning, Moshe was concerned that there were improper thoughts going on here. And Chazal say that it was on the border that the men said, we want to bring an atonement. They brought the loot back to Moshe and they said, this should be our atonement. So Chazal say, what atonement? What'd they do wrong? So Chazal say, well, they didn't do anything actively wrong, but they all realized that they did have improper thoughts. Meaning, in their actions, they didn't sin. But they were aware that in their thoughts, they weren't perfect. And so that's why they all brought the loot as atonement for their improper thoughts. So that means it was on the border there.
Why?
More than that, I don't know.